Welcome to Inked Enthusiast Podcast. I'm your host, Lonnie.
I'm your host, Mr. Wally.
And today we're going to be talking about tattoo etiquette. That is episode three today. We're going to be getting into client etiquette, how to approach an artist to get a tattoo. We say more so like the proper way, and so on and so forth. So, do you want to go ahead and start the first little thing we should talk about?
The first little thing. Clients asking for deals and discounts. What do you think about that?
So I personally think you shouldn't ask an artist for deals and discounts all the time. I think sometimes, like, you have to respect a person's artistry, experience, etc. And whatever they're quoting you is what they're quoting you. Like, not everything has to be like a deal, a steal. You know what I mean? Like, if somebody says the tattoo is 500, I'm sure they're quoting you appropriately. And to be honest, it's a free country, it's a free world. If you don't like the quote, you can always just go somewhere else if that's how you feel, if you're feeling that deep about it. You know what I mean? But I think people charge the prices that they want to charge for a reason.
Even if someone is charging like crazy, if you don't like the price or the work or whatever, you're free to leave.
Exactly. That's what I mean. I feel like, like people come in and I feel like they're like always like, oh yeah, bro, can I get this or can I get that? And then you're like, they're like, how much, bro? How much for that? And you're like, oh, like 600 or whatever you quote them. We're just hypothetically speaking right now. But like, it's always like some type of like negative like backlash, like, oh, bro, like, man. Come on, bro, give me a deal. Come on. It's like always some kind of like push and pull. Like, don't you love like the customers that come in and be like, you're like, they're like, oh, I want to get this piece. I want it this way. I want to like this, blah, blah, blah. They're like, you kind of talk about the sizing or whatever in the consultation. And like they're like, okay, that's the price for sure. I got you. When you're available, can I give you the deposit so I can set my spot? Like, those are the kind of customers that you want. That's what we're looking for. That's what is an ideal client, in my personal
That's the
opinion.
people we want to work with.
Yeah, I mean, you know what I mean? All that like back and forth about like, oh, a deal and can I get some percent off if I bring the homie? Like, can I get like, a 2-for-1 special and shit? Like, bro, this is how I eat too. I can't always give 2-for-1 specials and discounts, you know?
In a lot of the cases, depending if you're renting a booth or you buy a percentage, you have to pay for that place. The
Yeah.
people don't know.
Yeah, that's the other thing. You should talk about that because I don't think a lot of people realize that, like, it's kind of like a hairstylist and a hair salon situation, like,
Yeah, same.
you have your clients or whatever, but like at the same time, you still have to pay your booth rent. So it's like whatever you're making is not really, just say for example,
It's not 100% for your pocket. You have to pay for the place. You have to pay for supplies.
well, I just mean in the sense of that whatever you're getting paid for, whatever that you're about to like get down and do, you have to split that with the owner of the shop. So you're not getting like, just say for example, you're like, oh man, I'm about to do like this fire ass piece and it's like $1,000. You're not gonna pocket that whole thousand. You're gonna split
No.
that depending on whatever you and the owner of the place that you're at have decided on percentage wise. So it's like you're not even getting that whole amount. And people don't know that either.
No, they don't. We have to explain them. So this is the episode about, so people can understand better and have
Exactly.
a different idea.
Yeah, different point of view. Because I think a lot of the times, even for me, at one point, I was only just like
The
a,
customer.
yeah, a customer, a client, or whatever. And now it's like from you, I've learned so much more and like a lot of ways, like that I didn't know before. And I wasn't that kind of person because that's not my personality to be like, oh, let me get a deal, let me get a steal, let me get it, let me get it. I'm not like that kind of person. Like, I'm not gonna come in there and like, you know, do that kind of stuff. Like, whatever your price is, it is what it is. Either I have the money for it or I'll come back when I do. I'm not gonna just be like giving you all my business, like, oh, my boss is gonna fire me next week. I won't have the funds, or like, oh, you know, my boss is cutting back on my hours and I don't have the money. Like that, people don't like, don't guilt people by like coming to the shop and doing shit like that. Oh, my grandma just died, bro. Like, give me a fucking deal. Like, that's super sad and that's a horrible thing. And that's like, that's awful, you know? But
Sorry
I'm
for
not.
your loss. Bye.
Yeah, and it's not like trying to be mean, bro, but it's like I don't have anything to do with that. Like, you know what I mean?
That's not our business.
Yeah, you don't pay your cable bill, you don't get cable. They don't care if grandma mama died or not, or nana died, or ama or appa. Like, they don't care. They're not, that's not their business. So, yeah. So, you know, I mean, everybody's gonna do what they want at the end of the day. But I don't think it's a good idea to always be asking for deals and shit. It's not like, and it doesn't look good. That's like, come on, bro. Like, if you don't have the money, just be like, I'll be back. I got you. Like, for sure. Thanks for letting me know how much this is gonna be. Like, I'll see you soon. Whatever.
Yeah. So one customer one day, a lady show up, and she wanna like a full like not a full like a quarter sleep piece, super realistic, like a roses and a pocket watch and like a diamond, but super realistic. And she's like, I want this piece. I'm like, okay. She's like, how much? I can do it for 800. She was like, that much? Like that expensive? I have 300.
Oh gosh.
300? I'm like,
300.
no,
Oh my
eight.
gosh.
Eight. And if you want it right now, like as a walk-in with no booking, like right now, I can do it for seven.
Yeah.
That's the only deal.
Right.
It's like, no, I just have 300. What do you charge that much? Is that materials you're charging?
Yeah.
So it's not just that, it's the materials.
Yeah, it's everything.
The experience.
Yeah. That's crazy though. I mean, like, I don't know. I think it's crazy. Like, I mean, I think it's good if you have like your budget. There's nothing wrong with having a budget. That's like normal.
Yeah.
But I think like to be having this crazy vast idea of like, I'm gonna get this, I'm gonna get my back, like totally like blasted in 8 hours or whatever you think in your head, and like then you
And
only,
hours.
yeah, and then you'd be like, I only got 200 though, bro. Like, what can you do for 200? I mean, I could give you some cute little fine line situation, but you the
A
way,
name, a little
yeah,
name.
a little name, a little something, but you're not gonna get blasted for 300, 200 bucks. I mean, that's a cute idea, but that's not realistic.
A whole bag, that's like
Yeah, remember that guy that I was telling
four.
you?
Five sessions.
Remember that guy that I was telling you about when I went to the store that day to get the balloons and stuff? And I told you this guy was like talking. He was like, oh, yeah. He was saying, like, oh, I like your tattoos, blah, 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 blah. And he's like, I want to get like a tattoo. It's like a young guy. He's like, but I want to get my whole thing from my neck down to my back.
The whole back.
Yeah. And he was like, how much you think he will charge? I'm like, I can't tell you that. Are you gonna have to like get with
Ask.
him and figure that out? He's like, yeah, because I had seen something like my friend had got like a whole back piece for like 400. It's like 450. And I'm like, where the hell did you go?
Nah, thank you.
What dungeon were you cramped up in? Like, nah. That, are you serious right now? No, I don't think so.
400.
Yeah.
Maybe some, I don't know.
Yeah, you know, people be finding like when you want the low and you want the cheap, you're gonna find that. And people do find that.
Yeah.
And it looks like it, unfortunately. That's the sad part. Even like, oh, I'm not gonna say names.
I would
Just
charge that if I'm like a rogue, like like a apprentice. I will charge that.
Yeah, for sure. Like you're starting out, you're trying to build, customers' experience or whatever. I guess that's one thing.
Yeah.
But like this guy that I knew like a while ago when I first moved here to Vegas, like he got like some I'm not gonna say the tattoo because it's gonna be obvious. Something like somewhere, and it looks so bad. I remember like him like, oh, this like I got this, it's so cool, huh? I'm like, oh, that's nice. I don't want to be mean because that's not my personality. Like, and I don't know how to be mean to people. So I was just like, oh, that's really nice. And I was thinking like, oh, don't go back there. That looks really not good. One dimensional, like no type of like, no dimension, no like,
Like flat, one tone.
yes,
No.
exactly. Like super flat, like no type of like, how you were talking about like where the light comes from and all that kind of
Yeah,
stuff.
contrast.
Yeah, it's like the person who did that knew nothing about those things. I'm like, oof, that's
How much you
cute.
pay, honey?
Yeah, I don't remember exactly, but I know it was cheap because I was like, oh, that was it? He's like, yeah, I got a deal. I'm like, you sure did. Got yourself a little dilly deal.
Yeah. That's the thing. If you want something nice, you have to price for quality.
Yeah, exactly. That's for sure.
So let's talk about when the client's comparing your prices with another artist's prices. What
Talk
do you
about
think
it.
about that?
I think you have a better POV on this one than me. But I do have my, of course, my two little cents-y. But what do you think about that? Because we've kind of talked about that before, but obviously, for the podcast.
Interesting question.
Yeah.
Don't know, because some people, they like, I don't know how to say it, but they charge too much, and they're not on, maybe because they have some numbers in the social media, or they have like a lot of customers and stuff, they're
Yeah,
charging a lot,
right.
but they're not the best.
Yeah, that's the thing about social
And
media.
another people have less, and they're better.
Right. And I think, I don't mean to cut you off, but I just want to say this real quick. I think some people let social media make them feel like they're like, I don't know
In
how,
power.
yeah, like they give you like a big ass head. And then when you go on the page and you see like the work, you're like, okay, well, maybe you have the numbers because your personality is fire, or you're
Yeah,
posting
you do
like
like
funny memes or something.
videos and stuff, like you know how to edit and show yourself or whatever, but
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so there's some dangers of social media. I won't go into that, but yeah.
the thing is you can compare prices if you go to one guy and he's like 500, and then for the same piece, same size, whatever, you charge 8 or 1,000, and they're like, oh, but this guy charged me less. I'm like, okay. And like, how many years he's been tattooing? Like, let
Right.
me see that work, if
Yeah.
he worth that money.
Right. That's true. That's
So
the
you can
thing.
compare like one guy with another guy for like, oh, but he's charging me less, like then go with him.
Right.
Why you
Yeah.
coming here?
Yeah. It's a bitch and moan, basically.
Yeah.
Like low key. I mean, bye.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that's true, though. I think, like, just because like one guy is telling you like his price and then you go to another guy and they're telling you another price, that's still for a reason. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that guy could be like a newbie 3 years in. Maybe he's not that good. Maybe he's
Maybe
not
less.
bad. He may not be bad, but he may not be like on the level of a 10-year, So
Yeah.
there's a difference there. And there's a lot of reasons why people charge what they charge, and you have to respect that. If you're not okay with the pricing, you don't have to be. You don't have to like kiss ass and be like, oh, well, I love that price. That was just so great. No, if you don't like it, just be like, thank you for your time, bro. Like, have a good one
Yeah.
and be about your shit and go about your day. Like, you
Oh,
don't have
I
to.
have this and let me save some and come back.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you don't have to tell like everybody your business. Some people don't feel comfortable being like, oh man, I only have like 300. Like, you don't have to even share your business. Just be like, oh, for
Yeah.
sure. Like, I'll book with you when I have some time. Blah, blah, blah. Whatever, you know? So I think, everybody charges different for a reason.
So the next point we're gonna talk about is the
Yeah.
flaking.
Oh, yeah. Flaky flakes. I love a
Flaking
good
and the
flake.
appointments and flaking to the consultations.
Yeah, that shit's crazy. I think that's like the trouble with being a business owner in general, not even like specifically for like tattoo land.
For whatever
It's for
business.
whatever. When I owned the my company in LA, literally, people do the same thing.
Wasting time.
Yeah, like, oh yeah, I heard blah blah blah, and I want to see the prices. You give the prices, you have the whole discussion, have a minute for the chat, whatever. And then it's like ghost, crickets, which is fine. Not everybody's gonna
Yeah.
be able to afford certain things, and some people that just doesn't work for them, and that's totally okay. You have a right to decline things,
Yeah.
But I hate the people that like don't give you any type of
Advice?
like notice the flaking. Like, if
Yeah.
we say like we're gonna book a consultation for blah 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 blah, and then you just ghost the entire consultation, like, you're wasting my time.
So
That's crazy.
I had a bunch of those, and cancellations, you can cancel. It's like understandable.
Yeah, of course.
But you're gonna lose your deposit.
Yeah, well, then that's that part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you don't let me know it like in advance, like 3 days at least, you're done with your deposit.
Yeah.
No reschedule. That deposit's not going to your next booking. That's gone.
Yeah, and I think you have to do that. Like, if you're gonna be in business of some sort where you're offering like a service like that, you have to set yourself up like that. You can't just be like booking spots on the calendar and you have no deposit. That's not gonna work, because people often will flake, and things do come up in life, and you're like, hey, I gotta do what I gotta do right now. This little appointment, I can't worry about that right now. And that's totally
It's
okay.
not deposit, no book. I'm
Yeah.
not gonna put you in my schedule if you don't send a deposit card. I'm saving that whole day for that customer. And if that customer doesn't show up, I lost one day.
Exactly, yeah.
It's
And that
one day,
sucks.
maybe another person won the same day and he's gonna show up and pay.
Yeah, and even tip you.
So you're wasting time and money
Yeah,
a whole day.
exactly. Yeah, anytime I've gotten like a service, like a like eyebrow or like whatever, they always do that.
Deposit.
You have to have a deposit. If you don't have a deposit, like, don't even think about like inquiring about anything if you don't have the money for the deposit. And I used to wonder, like, oh, I wonder why they do that. But now, like, have being a business owner and everything, I totally understand why you have to do that. Because then you'll just like ended up wasting like so much of your time and energy for nothing.
And on the other hand, I was doing a free consultations appointment.
Oh, yeah.
So I had a bunch of people like hitting me like, oh, I want this, I want that. Some people show up, they don't like the prices, maybe they think it's too high, they left. And some people just texting like, I'm going this day at this time. They never show up. They don't send a message. They send a message way later. Oh, I was doing something. Something happened and blah, blah, blah. Whatever BS.
Yeah.
So if you don't have a real intention to go to the consultation or get the tattoo or you don't have the money, like don't text that person.
Yeah, exactly. Don't waste
You're gonna
people's
save
time.
your own time and you're gonna save time to that person.
Yeah, because that's the thing. I think people forget sometimes. Like, I don't know how you couldn't forget this, but I guess just, if you're on the other side of the wall, which is being a prospective client, customer, whatever, like, I guess you don't think like, oh, this is how this he or she is gonna make their money, to pay their things, to eat, to live, to pay their bills and stuff. I don't think like all the time people think about that part. And sometimes it is just a selfish thing, like, well, whatever, I don't care. Like, I have other things to do, who cares, But I think it is true. Like, if you're not serious about getting the service, whatever that may be, not even just tattooing, the eyebrow appointment, the microblading,
Nails,
yeah,
whatever.
nails, cosmetic surgery, whatever the fuck
Haircut.
you got going on. Yeah, haircut, whatever. If you know you're not gonna go, just wait until you like are for sure about that, because that's wasting people's time. And that's, to me, that's like so crazy.
Wait till you have the time, the money, and the
Yeah.
disposition to go and get your service done.
Yeah. And if you want to inquire, there's nothing wrong with that. I think it's wonderful. And I think it's such a good idea to inquire about things, because then you have an idea like, oh, I want to get this. This is going to cost me this much. Either I have the money now
Let
or
me
I'm going to
save it.
save, So that's good to inquire. And you let the person know, like, hey, I'm going to hit you up in a week. Let's go ahead and book something and do the setup, the deposit, whatever, But I think otherwise, if you're just bullshitting, like, go on, leave, go, please go away.
Hear this. Some people get upset and they're asking for some pricing, like, oh, I want this. How much? Like whatever design they send a picture or whatever here, how much? I don't quote through message or through the phone. That's why I set up the consultation. And this guy is like,
Are you talking about that one guy that went off on you and your coworker?
yeah, the same. It's like,
Crazy.
how much for this? I can quote through text, bro. We can set up a free consultation. I can take some measurements. We can talk about the design. I can find a better design than the one you sent me. And we can start with that.
Yeah.
And then I can give you in person when I saw the dimensions, whatever, I can give you like an exact price.
Yeah.
But through text, I can give you like a like an estimate,
Right, yeah.
not like the final price, an estimate. And he was like, "Nah, you're trying to like oversell me some bullshit and blah blah blah," and he blocked me.
He's crazy.
And I was thinking to tell him like between four neck pieces a little bit more. So I was thinking in that piece like between like 5 and 7, depending like how many space you want to cover.
Yeah.
And then I was talking with my coworker Brian. He said, "Oh, that's the same guy. He asking me for the same design and the same span in the neck." And I say 400, and he went off on him. And like, no, that's too much. Blah blah blah,
That's
whatever.
crazy. That's crazy to be like that.
Bro,
You're
if you don't have that money to get that one, then don't ask.
and I hate to say it, but like they say, I'm just saying what people say. If you're broke, just say that. Just say that. I mean,
Or say like, or
don't
say
say that, but you know what I mean.
this is
Like,
my, I have this is my budget. I have like 2 or 3 or 4 or whatever. We can do something.
but then that goes once again to deals and discounts. You feel me? Like, once again, that's like me messing up my prices to accommodate your little 200 when that's not how much the tattoo is, my
But
guy.
that's the difference between people who's looking for quality and looking for low prices.
Right, exactly. And that's the thing I even learned in my other business when I had took this course before I even launched my business. Like, the lady is telling me, like, you need to like direct yourself towards like the clients that you want. If you keep lowballing yourself, you're gonna get them
You're
lowball
gonna
ass
attract that kind
clients.
of people, that
Yeah,
one you don't want.
exactly. So it's like, even the lady, because I was like, she was telling me something. She was like, yeah, you should charge this much for blah, 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 whatever thing you're doing. And I'm like, and I kind of looked, and she was like, why are you looking like that? And I'm like, that's so much money to like charge somebody. She was like, girl, you have to charge that. She was like, that's exactly what I charge. And she was like, for my other package, guess what? I charge three times that. And people that,
Three times.
yeah. And she was like, and people who want the service are gonna pay. The people that want like the deals and the discounts and stuff like that, they're gonna complain. But you're not, you can't target yourself towards that. Target yourself towards the people who are not gonna complain about 5 cents. You know what I
Yeah.
mean? So it's like, it's hard. It's the thing of business where you have to like balance it and have like the extra, what's the word I'm looking for? Like the extra, like,
Cheap.
no, like you have to have like the extra patience for the
Extra
people that
patient.
come in tripping and you know they're so excited and they have their idea that they're gonna get a whole fucking, you know, arm piece for $150 and they're so disappointed so they act a fool and shit. Like you have to really prepare yourself for that because it's gonna happen regardless.
But
Even
this story, this is like
what?
everybody's story.
Yeah.
Everybody have to deal with these people that like, how much for this? And you're like one time that happened,
Yeah.
it's a multiple times, but I remember this story. So it was a couple asking for a little, like a date something in the finger and the knuckles with green ink. And I was like, no, that's gonna be fake, like, you know.
Oh, that's interesting, green ink.
Okay, I recommend blacking instead.
Yeah.
It's gonna last more. Okay, how much? This much, like 140?
Yeah.
140, because when you do fingers, you have to touch up and all that.
Yeah.
And the lady said, 140? I get all this flour in my arm, elbow to shoulder for 150. I was like, then go there.
Yeah, see you.
Yeah.
Looking payasa. No, see, that's what I'm saying. Like, people come in off that type of like energy, and you're just like, argue with yourself. I'm gonna be back here if you have the money. If you make that shit appear in like 5 minutes or so, you can come get me. Otherwise, argue with me. Like, what do they say? What's the quote? Argue with your mama, not me. Like, I'm not gonna sit here
With
and
my
like
hand,
go back and forth with you about my pricing. Like, either you have the money or you don't. It's okay. Like, you
yeah.
know, it's I think people are crazy.
If you don't have
Basically.
the money, it's not my problem, man.
Yeah, like I mean, go figure it out and come on back. The shop will be
I'm
here.
not cheap, I'm not expensive, I'm fair. But if you don't
Yeah.
have it,
You don't have it.
yeah.
That is what it is.
You can go save some and come back when you have the rest.
Yeah, and I think one last thing I want to say about this like whole thing too is also like the people that did we talk about that? Like the people who like message you on Instagram for like, oh, prices, like, oh, I want to see how much this price is going to be. You answer with like, oh, we can set up a consultation, blah, blah, blah. And then they just leave you unseen.
Yeah.
Those are the best. I
Oh, I'll
love
let you
it.
know. You can send me some reference pictures. And they're like, oh, okay, I'm gonna send it and disappear.
Yeah, that's the other thing I think that's hard about being in business for yourself
It's
also.
like you're looking for get
You
something.
asked me, bro.
You're looking to get something. You need to have those picture reference,
Have it
ideas,
ready.
inspiration, whatever,
Yeah.
to send it to me and I can like put things together and tell you like an estimate or a price or whatever.
Yeah, but
That's
then,
not my work. I can help you with that, but if you don't know, I don't know.
yeah, that's the other thing. If you don't even know what you want to get, then you gotta come on back when you have an idea. I mean, I can't just make ideals for you. It's on your skin. You have to walk around with that for the
Yeah.
rest of your life. You should probably know what you want on your own body. But that's really funny though, too. Like, I think it's crazy. Like, people are like, oh, how much for a blah, 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 this and that. And then you're like saying whatever you're saying, and it's just like seen.
Yeah, and I think people have to be more respectful with the artist and with themselves.
Yeah.
Because we charging something, whatever price, and you're trying to like discuss about the price.
Right.
But when you go to get a shoes, a bag, a purse, whatever, a jacket,
Cable.
whatever, and you pay
Yeah.
like, oh, I want this big brand shirt, and you pay 600, 1,000, that shirt's not gonna last forever. It's gonna get wrinkly, dusty, nasty, old, and the tattoo is forever. So you can always looking for like DLTs, deals, price, low balling.
Yeah.
It's a tattoo that's gonna last forever
And once again,
in your
it,
skin.
yeah, and that's like once again, it goes back to quality because
Yeah.
that is on your skin for until you decide you want to like not have it on there and you want to do laser or something. But 9 times out of 10, that's something that's on your skin forever. So you want to have quality, you know,
Quality
quality.
ink, quality art in your body.
Yeah, not just like a whole bunch of little like whack ass bullshit from the basement somewhere. Like your whole body is covered in like bullshit. Like, no.
Like all ink and scars and
Oh, yeah,
bumps.
scars. Ah, that's not good. Yeah, you definitely don't want that. And that's another thing too. Sometimes you have to think about that, the cleanliness of things when it's like $50, $20 in somebody's basement and it's not like set up properly, you need to be wary of that.
They have like a distorted reality of the things.
Oh yeah, for
Then you go
sure.
to a real shop and it's like this hundred, this thousand, they're like, that's too much.
Yeah. Freaking out
Yeah,
and
because you
stuff.
don't know better.
Yeah, you have no clue. Yeah.
So in this episode we're trying to avoid that, educate the people.
Yeah, in like a friendly like
In a
manner,
friendly
in a
way.
fun manner, like not super serious, but at the same time, like the points are valid, you know what I mean? And I think people that are in this industry and they are on the other side as far as like some type of artist, whether it's PMU, medical tattooing, regular tattoos, fine lines, whatever it is, you know what I mean? Like
Yeah, micropigmentation in the head and whatever.
yeah, whatever. It's like, you know.
So we're gonna teach people how to approach your artist in the better way.
Yeah, exactly.
So when you're trying to get something and you're gonna send a message or a DM or a call or whatever, you don't ask how much for a sleeve.
How much to black out my body?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing, you know.
First point.
Yeah, first point.
You have to send a reference picture with the tattoo you want,
Yeah.
with the size.
Yep.
So that's the best way. I want something like this. You send the size in inches, like example, like 5 by 5 and my shoulder or in my wrist. Or in my hand.
Yeah.
And then you said the style, like I want a black and gray fine line, I want it in color. So and depending all those styles, if it's black and gray, it's one price. If it's a color, it's another price. And if it's a cover-up, it's a little bit more.
Yeah, and then too, talk about like the specific areas of your body, if it's on your neck, if
Yeah.
it's on your like fucking booty or something,
Collarbone, neck,
whatever.
face, hands, ribs, it's gonna be a little more higher.
Yeah, so that's a different price also because of the skin
Yeah,
in
the
those
skin is
areas
different.
is a little bit more difficult.
So
So,
that's the best way to like
yeah.
start the shot with your artist. So you're avoiding like, oh, it's too much, or this and that. We can start with that. Size, placement, style, and the reference picture.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's good.
And if you don't want to go to that consultation or whatever, you can ask for a Sorry. For an estimate. So you can get like an estimate price, or it can be like between like 3 and 4, 4 and 500.
Yeah, and with that being said, knowing that when you do show up
Yeah.
to get it, that price can change
Yeah.
because you
Depending
weren't,
the size, yeah.
yeah, because you're not in person. So, and
Yeah, some
some
people is
people's,
skinny, some people
yeah,
is big.
that's exactly what I was gonna say. Like some people's arm, like my arm is like smaller, somebody else's arm might be bigger, so that might
Buff
change.
or
Yeah,
skinny.
exactly. So that changes things.
So the next step is asking for the available days.
Yeah.
You have to match the days you wanna do the tattoo, or the day when you're gonna have the money or whatever.
Yeah.
You wanna see if that match with the available days from your artists have, right?
Yeah.
Why are you laughing?
Yeah,
So
so
you can ask like how your schedule look like, or I'm off these days, or I want to get that tattoo by these days.
yeah.
Do you have something available those days? And then that deposit.
Right.
Your artist is gonna ask for a deposit, 50, 100, 150, 200, whatever. So after you send the deposit, we can start working and your sketch, design or whatever.
Oh, and I have to say this, the thing that I posted on our podcast channel, I seen this post that was like, it said something like about the client, like, oh, did you see the post that I posted?
Changing the
No, not that one I did this morning. The one is the video, the meme.
No.
You want to check it out real quick?
Okay, let's check it out.
Check it out real quick. Because that brings me to my point of what you were just saying right now. And turn your volume off. But I seen that, and I seen like another artist posted that, and people were like going in on the comments. Like, this one guy was so ignorant, and he's like, this doesn't make sense, and blah blah blah. Like, just going like off in the comments, like so crazy. You see what it is?
No.
You didn't go to the page?
Yeah, I'm in the base.
On the story, the story, the story. It says, draw the design, and if I like it, I'll book it. And it's like, no, that's not the way that that goes. You do the
No.
deposit, and then I'll work on your things.
And some people send the deposit,
Yeah.
but they're like, oh, I don't like this design. Can you do another one? Can you draw another one and another
Oh,
one?
wow, they do it again, again,
They
again,
do
again,
that.
again, again,
Yeah.
again.
So that people, yeah, I can do it like 3, 4, 5. But after the tier, you
Yeah.
have to pay some extra
Yeah, because
because
that's a
it's
lot.
time.
Yeah, that's time and energy. And it's like, especially depending on what they want, like that tattoo that you just did of the warrior dude. Like, that's a lot. I saw you when you was here on the couch and you was doing that in the iPad.
Yeah, the
You took
sketch.
forever. I'm watching Harry Potter and I'm looking over at you and you're like still doing all the
It's a lot
lines.
of little
And the
details.
scars on the man's chest and everything, you were
Yeah.
like going, going. I'm like, hey, he's still doing
Yeah.
that. So that's a lot of your time too to do that.
People don't know that. That's like backstage work.
Yeah, like an insider vibe.
Yeah,
Yeah.
because that day of the session, if I start doing the sketch, that's gonna take me like an hour or two, so I can save that time doing at home and some like and my free time.
Yeah, because I mean, at least then you'll be prepared. You'll have your whole setup done, your station and everything. And then if you already have that printed and every or not printed, but like already sketched, and then like when they get there, based on the size of the leg or
Yeah.
wherever they're getting it, you just have to make it bigger or smaller, and then you start. Versus like, oh, let me sketch everything out right now. If you already know what they want, you should have it like prepared, low key.
Yeah,
I think
that's a
that's
lot.
better. That's more professional, I think.
Yeah, it's more professional and it's more like flowing better that day.
Yeah, and then you don't have to be there for like 29 years, you know?
But sometimes happen like I'm super busy and I don't have time to
Yeah, that's true.
sketch at home or in my free time, so I do it that day of the appointment.
Yeah, true.
But sometimes, not always.
Yeah, you just have to see how things go and whatnot.
Yeah.
What's our next point?
Next point to talk. One segundo.
Oh, what about this? When you're doing a tattoo for somebody and then they last minute is asking for like, oh, bro, can you do another tattoo? Can you do something else real
Can
quick?
you add a name and stuff?
Yeah,
No, that's extra.
or like if they want like, oh, just say like you're doing a flower like on a leg and they're like, oh no, I want some butterflies like here in the back or something like that. Like, what are you
Yeah.
telling those people?
That happened a lot. Not like often, but a
I
lot.
remember one time you told me that I think you were texting me, you're like, oh babe, I'm almost done, blah blah blah. We're trying to like decide what we're gonna eat for dinner. And I remember like I was starving, bro, but I was trying to like wait for you so we can eat together. And I'm like, okay, you're like, you're gonna be done probably like around this time, like cool, whatever. And then you're like, oh babe, like he asked me for blah 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 extra. And I'm like,
I
no.
remember that it was a big guy. It was
Yeah.
a big guy
It's
and he get a big letters on his back, like shoulder to shoulder.
yeah,
And he was like taller than me. He was like 7 feet. It was a dude from Hawaii.
he's Hagrid.
Yeah, but in a skinny version. So I did the whole back and then he asked me for two more designs in the neck, but
Yeah.
on each side.
Oh
It was
yeah, that
kind of
was
quick, but it
that.
was here, and you have to be like super like symmetric and
Of
straight.
course, yeah.
And I didn't and everything. And so when I get the payment and everything,
Yeah.
and I was like, oh, he did me 20. And then I saw that receipt,
Yeah.
the invoice and everything, he did me 200.
Yeah, that's super cool.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, okay, like bye, have a good night. He's like, wait a minute. And he walked all around the counter and he gave me a hug and then he.
Yeah. But I remember that because I remember like waiting for you and I'm like thinking like, oh, we're gonna eat this, because that's the thing, like being married to a person that does tattoos, it's like dinner time, it can be real finicky and a little bit crazy. I'm like, I don't want to cook, and then like the food is just like sitting,
It's
so I have to like
cold.
coordinate with you on time wise, you know. But I was just like, when you said, oh, he's asking for more, I was like, that's super good, because that's like, you know,
Yeah,
good,
it's more money.
right? Like, let's, yeah, that. But I was like, fuck no. So I was just like, I'm just gonna have to
But
like,
that was quick. The other one, the one in the back, that
yeah.
took me a lot. But the ones in the neck, that was like kind of quick.
Yeah.
Like 30 minute each side.
Yeah, for sure.
But it's like extra time. I don't have that time like in my brain.
Yeah, that's the thing. And I think that's hard too, like when somebody is requesting extra stuff and you have like them in for a certain amount of time and you're like, I would love to like help you out and do a whole nother tattoo. But it's like something I think clients have to realize that like sometimes there's somebody after you. You know what
Yeah.
I mean? Like you might have another client that you have booked an appointment, they've paid their deposit, they've done all the things that you've asked, and you have to be respectful of the client and you have to like, you know, be ready to do, you know, what they asked you to do. So I think sometimes that's hard because it's like, I'm not just here like just hanging out all day, bro. Sometimes I do have back to back, you know, appointments and things like that. So
Like a whole week can be like
yeah.
1 week, like super soft. And 1 week can be like super full,
Yeah,
like
exactly.
full day session, 8 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours.
Yeah, so I think, you know, there's nothing wrong with like voicing like, damn, I want to get something else. Like, how much you think this was cost me? Because you're already there at the shop or whatever the location is. So you can ask about it, but I think sometimes assume you're gonna get another one like right after and you didn't talk about that before is like, you know.
Yeah, sometimes we have the time and everything and the energy. Of course, we can do something. We can help them, but
Yeah.
sometimes we can't, and they have to understand that.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I've seen that. I even seen one video about like nail people too. And like this lady was like, oh, she was like, actually, I think I want to get my toes done. And she's like, oh, well, she's like, oh, I wish I would have known that because I have another client after you. I can do like an I you know have somebody coming in a little bit, like we're done with you. I have another lady. And that girl went off. She
No.
was like throwing the lady shit in her little nail studio place. I'm like, that's crazy to come in there and have a little
That's
tantrum.
disrespectful.
That's crazy, bro. Like you have to respect that and just be like, oh, I was thinking, whatever. And if they say no, then just be like, oh, okay, I'll go back on the link or the app and book an appointment, whatever. But like to have a tantrum like a 2-year-old, crazy to
Yeah.
me.
So you're done with that, and then you can pay the deposit for your next appointment. Not two in the same day. It's like, no, we can't.
And then too, that's the other thing. It's like sometimes it's not even the fact that
Yeah,
like,
after that customer is another one coming, so have to respect that.
yeah, for sure. But like I was saying, like it's not even the fact of like sometimes you don't even always have another customer after. I think sometimes it's just sometimes it's like, did I just say sometimes it's just like sometimes? Sometimes
Wine.
you not wine. But sometimes I think you have to realize it's like even if you don't have another customer after, some people have a life. That's
Yeah,
the
some
other
people
thing.
have their person,
Yeah,
family,
that's the
kids.
exactly. So it's like, I could do another tattoo, but I gotta go pick up my kid. I gotta go home, be with my person. Like, I'm tired.
Yeah,
My
put
fucking
those
back
hand
and my
back.
neck as fucking like you're
My shrimp
contributing.
back.
I was just gonna say you're contributing to my shrimp bag. Like I have to leave now,
Yeah.
So that's the other point. It's not just about like somebody else, but it's like I'm ready to go. I've been here for a minute.
I'm ready to go. Bye.
See ya.
I'm done.
Yeah, so basically, we can talk about this too. The reason why the prices are the way that they are.
Of course. I'm excited to talk about that.
Start us off, Mr. Man.
First of all, it's a
You cozy?
yeah. It's not about the materials. Of course, I'm trying to get like the best quality needles, best quality stencil stuff, everything. Like high quality everything. Even the little patch I put like after the tattoo, that have to be like good quality. So people don't get that. They trying to get like super cheap tattoos. The machine is like 500-600. The battery for the machine is like 200-300 or 250. Like every little thing in the tray have a like a price. So even for a basic tattoo, we're not charging all that. We're charging like a little portion of that. But if you're trying to get like by yourself a little tattoo, you can end up like expending more than that. If you get your own machine, your own soap, your own plastic, your own this, your own ink, your own needles, you're not gonna spend 100. That's gonna be way more than that.
So I think a lot of the times that, clients, complain about pricing and things like that, but it's like there's a list of things, like there's a list of reasons, I guess I should say, like why you're paying those prices. You know what I mean? Like you're paying for the time, you're paying for
The
the
experience,
exactly the
the
experience.
quality.
Yeah, and it's also like there's different levels, I think, of tattooing as well. Like a newbie, a 2-year person who just has been
A
tattooing.
rookie.
Like you've only been tattooing for 3 years versus somebody that's been tattooing for 10 years. There is a fucking huge difference in
Yeah.
that. And the quality and the dimensions and the details and all of that. It's like huge difference. And there are the exceptions to everything where somebody maybe just started and they only been doing it for 2 years, but they're so fire and they're
Yeah, don't
like,
make me wrong. Sometimes it's not the time. Sometimes it's like the effort or the talent.
exactly the
So if they have the talent and everything, and they have like 2-3 years, and they're like fucking good.
Yeah, because I think that's I think with tattooing, it is a skill, but I think also it's how much you like practicing on the craft. You know what I mean? How much you're practicing drawing on your free time in the iPad, like going over the lines, practicing on the fake skin if you don't have somebody
Practice.
to do on, or you're not there to practice on yourself yet, or whatever the thing is, you know, like how much effort and time are you putting into your building up your skills? So there, like I said, there are the exceptions to the rules, to the people who are like 2 years, 3 years, and they're just like fucking fire, like everything details crazy, fucking three-dimensional fucking shit that doesn't even look real. You've done that. I mean, obviously you're like 10 years, so duh, but like I've seen some shit that you've done and that shit looks like fake as fuck.
Yeah, it looked like sticker.
I'm like, what fucking shit did he just screenshot and send me? Like, that shit is
But it's a lot
crazy.
of guys too that like they used to do like a lot of graffitis and stuff and they
Yeah.
jump to the tattoos.
Yeah. That would make a
And they
lot of
have,
sense,
yeah,
actually.
they have like a few years tattooing or I don't know. But they do like 3D, like lettering, like crazy stuff.
Yeah, like super
'Cause they
cool.
have all the knowledge, the painting, they trespass all the knowledge they have to that tattoo,
Yeah.
to the skin.
And that makes sense though. Like if you're super good at graffiti and stuff like
Yeah.
that only makes sense that you would be
I'm
like
good drawing,
pretty,
so.
yeah, that you would like it would transfer over nicely for you, especially if you're practicing and you're putting in the time to learn how to use the machine.
Yeah.
Like that probably transfers over so
If you
nice.
have that knowledge about like lines and like contrast, like
Right.
dimensions, and you have a good like pulse in your wrist, you can pass all the knowledge to that tattoo and be great.
Yeah, exactly. So I think there is, like I said, there is the exception for sure, but 9 times out of a 10, you know, 2 to 3 years in is definitely going to be a different price range than a person who's been doing this 10 years. Obviously, that's just kind of like the, you know?
And some people who've been doing this for like 20,
Yeah.
25, they start like young, like 15 years and stuff.
Yeah.
Or some people start like 18, 20, whatever. And they've been doing this for like 20, 20, 20 plus years, 25. They're like in fire too.
Yeah, that's a real veteran.
But I know one guy in Vegas, in the first shop I was working, he said, I've been doing this for 20 years and he sucks. And he do color. When I was doing color, he go like next to my customer and he's like, "Oh, you're doing color? That's my shit." And I'm like, "Get the fuck out of here, man. You fucking 20 years."
Why are you over here like with that? Talking
Yeah,
about that's my shit.
let me do my shit, bro. Like, this is my client.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's different people.
That's coworker shit.
It's a lot of diversity in this tattoo world.
Yeah, of course. Of course, of course.
Yes, and the life in general is a lot of stuff.
My gosh. I mean, like the stories on stories on stories on stories that we have is crazy. Crazy.
Crazy.
Like, you can't even tell some of those stories because that's like, you can't. But I think, once again, going back to experience, so experience, I think, did we say time already? I don't remember.
Time we share basing on like time.
No, but I also.
Some people charge like hourly or by the piece, but when you're gonna charge like a flat rate for like the piece, you calculate like, oh, this piece is gonna take me like this hour, so like this much.
Yeah, but I mean also just like
So
you're paying for someone's time.
yeah.
Like what I mean is like my time to be here with you doing this. 'Cause it's not like a lot of times you can do a small little tattoo. I know like, some people get like small little things that doesn't take that long,
Yeah.
but like 9 times out of 10 it's you're there for hours.
Yeah.
Whether you're home doing it or you're somewhere else doing it. That's like hours of sitting like that with your back like that, your neck
Even
stiff, your
if it's something
arms.
little that people think is like It's like quick and cheap, but it's not like you need a lot of practice to do like a heart, just the lines, and do it straight. And not like scuffing the people's skin and all that.
Of course, for 30.
It's more like experience and more than the materials and everything. It's about the experience because I can do a good job with a cheap machine and then an expensive machine, I can do the same work. So I think it's more about the experience.
So experience, it's the time, it's your supplies also.
The
It's
place.
the placement of the tattoo.
You show up in a tattoo shop. And then the place is a professional place to do tattoos. So you're not getting a tattoo in a basement. You're getting a tattoo in a clean environment, professional environment with the equipment.
But I'm meaning what I'm saying is placement as far as your neck, your fingers, your face, your head, those placements, that can be the reason why you're getting charged another price also. Because like you said, when you're doing something on the neck is a little bit different and you do have to stretch the skin and it is a
Yeah,
little
it's
bit more
like thin.
difficult for
Yeah, it's
you.
difficult.
So, placement can be why you're being charged one price also.
Yeah, placement can vary the style. The style too.
Yeah, the
If you want
style.
just the line work,
Or you
if you
want
want,
extreme detail.
or if you want something like black and gray, but like regular black and gray, or if you want something like super realistic. Or if you want color,
Yeah, that was my next point.
or if you want color realism, that's gonna be like way more.
The thing, I think. And then also, we already talked about this, but also putting in there also that if you are working at a shop, you're splitting that money.
That's the other point. You have to pay for being there.
It is what it is and it makes sense to do so, but sometimes you don't get all that money and it's okay because that is what it is, that's how it goes. But so yeah, and that's pretty much all the points, right? Of why,
So you hit up your artist. You ask
yes,
for,
redo
you send the picture reference ideas, the size, the placement, the style.
Oh, you waiting for me to say yep? Oh, I don't want to keep
Yeah, you
being
have to say
yep.
yeah after me.
I don't want to be keep saying yep in people's
You
ears.
have to say
Okay, yep,
yeah,
okay,
yeah.
yeah, babe, go.
Okay. Picture of reference.
Yes.
Size.
See.
Placement.
Yes.
And ask for like a valuable day or time or whatever. See? Less, but not less.
Yeah.
The deposit. That's
Absolutely.
the most important.
Yeah, to get the show on the
So
road.
after we get the deposit, we can start working in the design and put you in our schedule.
Yes.
Before that, no.
Yeah, because that's the thing. If you're not gonna pay the deposit, then we can't put you on the calendar because that would be
Not
goofy.
deposit. I'm gonna put you in my invisible calendar.
Yeah. Invisible calendar. There you go. Because that, yeah, you have to have the deposit to make the thing swing. Yeah, so.
So that's the things a lot of people say, but they don't talk about
Yeah, those are
the
some.
rumors in the tattoo shop. They're like, oh, this guy, this customer, this like we talk to educate people so they don't do that.
I think it's, if you don't know, you don't know. Some people genuinely don't know. Some people are just extra and just dramatic because that's their personality. But if you genuinely don't know, that's one thing, And I think if you genuinely don't know, hopefully Yeah,
some
listening
people
will
they're
help.
like new, they like they're trying to get like their first tattoo, they don't know how
Yeah.
to approach the artist.
Yeah. But definitely don't be an ass, you know? Like the people who like you give the prices and they go off and do all that extra
Nah.
show and everything. You're like, go, can you go outside and do the show? I'm gonna close the door now. You can go
Yeah.
outside and act a fool. It's too much, you know? And like that's the thing. When you go to your job or your work or whatever you do for your money, like who wants to be dealing with that every day? Hence the reason why I'm not a preschool teacher anymore. You know what I mean? Like
Yeah.
it's so much energy for that, and it's very draining, and it's a lot, you know? People freaking out and stuff.
Yeah, if you don't have the money, like save a little bit more. I don't know.
Yeah, it's nothing wrong with that. I mean, it is what it is, you know?
Everybody can be in that, like, in the point, like, oh, I don't have enough, but I'm trying to get something.
Yeah, and like we
And
said
you
the
can
other
get
day.
something for the money you have, but maybe it's not gonna be the best quality, but
Yeah, that's true.
that's the thing.
But like we said the other day, like tattoos is a luxury. It's not a necessity. It's not something that like it's not your light bill, it's not your rent. So, you know, you have to take care of your things first. And then once you take care of those things, then, you know, whatever you're gonna do, but it
And
isn't
it's a
unless.
big market. It's a
Yeah.
saturated market,
Yeah.
especially in this city.
For sure.
So you're gonna find something for 50, 100, 200, 5, 1,000, 2,000.
Even
This
more expensive
market,
than mine.
yeah, this market is for every bucket.
Yeah.
But you have to find the people you wanna work with.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
That is the thing. So, yeah, that basically is episode three. Again, we do want to encourage you guys. We do have a few things sitting in the wings as far as some inquiries, but we do want to encourage for more. If you guys want to send us in comments, stories, advice, point of views, feel free to do so. We are more than happy.
Stories, fun
Yeah.
stories.
Funny stories. We're
Like as
more
a customer, as a
an
company,
artist.
as of a customer, artist. Yeah.
Yeah, we're more than happy to read those things, anonymous or not, it doesn't matter. Whatever you feel more comfortable with. And yeah, that's episode three, guys. Tattoo etiquette.
Educating our people.
Yeah, you know, that's all you can do. People are gonna be people at the end of the day, but we tried to do our little part.
A little part for our community.
Yeah.
As a regular people, clients, artists, or whoever is listening, we're trying to do our part and help the community.
Yeah. So stay tuned, you guys, for episode four. That will be out next week, one episode a week. We're still finalizing the day, so hang on for that. But one episode a week basically is what we're shooting for right now.
Hell yeah.
And once again, if you guys want to send anything, you can send it to inkedenthusiastpodcast@gmail or
Instagram.
the Inked Enthusiast Podcast Instagram. Feel free to connect
Same.
there.
Yeah.
So until then, guys, we are gonna go. I'm hungry. Are you hungry?
Yeah, I need a drink. I'm
Right.
thirsty.
Yeah. All right, guys, we're gonna go. You guys have a really great, awesome night, and we'll see you guys soon.
Thank you so much for listening.
Yeah. Thank
Stay
you.
blessed.
Stay blessed, peoples.
Bye.
Bye.
See you in the next episode.
Bye.